Hello, and welcome once again to my hermitage. This is Father Clint Honkamp coming to you from my hermitage at St. Pius V Priory in Chicago, Illinois. Today we celebrate the memorial of St. Martin de Porres, the saint with a broom. And our passage today, our scripture passage, is from the Gospel of Luke, verses 12 through 14. Luke writes, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they might invite you back and you have payment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you." Today's gospel strikes a nerve in the human heart, where Jesus says, "When you hold a banquet, do not invite your friends or relatives or wealthy neighbors. Rather, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind." At first, it sounds impractical, almost unreasonable. Isn't it natural to invite those we love, those who will return the favor? But Jesus isn't giving us social advice. He's revealing the heart of the kingdom of God, a heart that gives without expecting anything in return. This command pierces through the polite exchanges of life, the way we often measure our generosity by what it earns us. We give, but we hope to be noticed. We help, but we want to be appreciated. Yet the gospel invites us to a divine logic, love that gives freely, love that mirrors the very life of God. Few saints lived this gospel more perfectly than Saint Martin de Porres. Born in Lima, Peru, in 1579, Martin was the son of a Spanish nobleman and a freed black woman. In the world's eyes, he had two strikes against him: poverty and mixed race. In the rigid society of colonial Peru, this meant exclusion. Even the religious orders were hesitant to receive him. When he applied to the Dominicans, he was accepted only as a lay helper, forbidden by law to take full monastic vows. But what Martin lacked in status, he overflowed with holiness. He swept the floors, mended clothes, cared for the sick, and tended the animals. His fellow friars called him the saint of the broom, not as mockery, but as awe, because he performed each act, no matter how small, with radiant love. Martin made no distinction between people. The poor, the enslaved, the wealthy, and the sick all received his compassion. When epidemic struck, he walked into the wards faithlessly, comforting the dying. When he had nothing left to give, he prayed, and God multiplied food and medicine through his hands. In Saint Martin, the words of Jesus come alive: "Invite those who cannot repay you." His charity was not transactional. It was transformational. He saw every person as Christ himself. He once said, "Compassion, my brothers, is preferable to cleanliness. Reflect that with a little soap, I can easily clean my bed covers, but even with a torrent of tears, I can never wash from my soul the stain that neglect of the poor would create." Martin's love was not sentimental. It was costly. He emptied himself of comfort and repudiation. He broke the barriers of race and class, long before anyone else dared to speak of equality, and yet his life was marked not by anger or activism, but by humble joy. His broom became his cross, and his cross became his crown. We live in a world that still rewards reciprocity. We're generous to those who can return the favor, kind to those who make us feel good, polite to those who share our circle. But the gospel asks more. It asks us to love the unlovable, to welcome the forgotten, to invite those who cannot repay. It's not only about who sits at our literal tables. It's about the posture of our hearts. Who in your life right now might be the poor, the lame, the blind? Perhaps it's the person who has disappointed you, the one who cannot meet your expectations, the one who seems to drain rather than inspire you. Jesus says, invite them. Make space for them. Offer kindness without reward. Let your love be a mirror of His, freely given, quietly radiant. In St. Martin's, joy came not from being repaid, but from seeing Christ in everyone. That's the true secret of holiness, to love as God loves, because that love is its own reward. When we stop counting what we give and start pouring ourselves out for others, we begin to live the rhythm of divine generosity. And when we serve the least among us, we discover that they are the very face of Christ, the hidden guest at the Lord's banquet. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach us to love you, to give without counting, to serve without seeking recognition, to welcome those who cannot repay. May the example of St. Martin de Porres cleanse our hearts of pride and awaken us, in us, a joy that no earthly repayment could match. May our lives, like his, become a living broom, sweeping the world clean with quiet acts of mercy. Amen. If you found a blessing in these simple words, I invite you to share them with other people in your life, perhaps even inviting them to join us each day here in my hermitage, where we reflect over the gospel passage from the daily Eucharist. May God bless you today and keep you happy, full of joy, just as St. Martin was.